This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un holds his first ever summit meeting with Vladimir Putin, a move which Kim says is the initial step toward closer ties with Moscow. At Thursday's meeting, Kim is expected to push Putin for economic aid, specifically relief from international sanctions that remain in place after nuclear talks with the United States broke down. Harry J. Kazianis is the director of Korean Studies at the Center for National Interest.
Essentially, both countries want to have a Russia card and the other wants to have a North Korea card. The question here is, though, is what can each of these countries do for each other? At the moment, not much.
After a February Trump-Kim summit in Hanoi ended with no deal, the United States has insisted it will not relax sanctions until North Korea commits to abolishing its nuclear weapons program. Russia, a permanent member of the UN Security Council, signed on to tougher sanctions amid North Korea's nuclear and missile tests in 2016 and 2017, but Moscow later called for sanctions against Pyongyang to be eased. President Donald Trump says the White House will fight all the subpoenas House Democrats issue while investigating his administration. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani has details.
Democrats have stepped up their probes following the special counsel's Russia report release, issuing subpoenas on various fronts. The president's resisting.
We're fighting all the subpoenas.
Telling reporters he would have thought after a two-year investigation, we'd be finished with it.
I say it's enough.
He'd earlier tweeted he'll take any Democratic bid to impeach him straight to the Supreme Court, though the High Court itself has ruled impeachment and removal from office is Congress's duty alone. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
For more on these stories, be sure to log on to our website, voanews.com. You can also find us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Perhaps the most significant question of the early 2020 election season should be answered late Thursday, with former Vice President Joe Biden expected to launch his presidential campaign. AP's Ben Thomas has a preview.
After two terms as Barack Obama's vice president and nearly four decades as U.S. Senator from Delaware, Joe Biden ranks as one of the most recognizable and most experienced names in U.S. politics. His high-profile working-class background and connection to the Obama years should help make the 76-year-old a frontrunner in a crowded Democratic field that now features 20 candidates. Along with his experience, though, come questions about age. Only Bernie Sanders is older at 77. A person familiar with Biden's plans says the former vice president will address union workers in Pittsburgh on Monday as part of his campaign rollout tour. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Iran's President Hassan Rouhani says his country must resist U.S. sanctions because the Trump administration has no intention of negotiating in good faith. AP's Ed Donahue has details.
Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif says people like President Trump and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo want to negotiate with his country.
The leaders of Iran are racketeers, not revolutionaries.
But Zarif says National Security Advisor John Bolton and key U.S. allies in the Middle East want something different, regime change at the very least, and the disintegration of Iran. At the United Nations, Zarif says U.S. economic pressure on his country must stop.
This is the first time in the history of the United Nations that a permanent member of the Security Council punishes countries for observing a resolution of the Security Council. Unheard of.
Zarif spoke to President Trump directly, saying, try the language of respect. It won't kill you. I'm Ed Donahue.
Sri Lanka's President Maithripala Sirisena has asked the National Police Chief and the Defense Secretary to resign after security forces failed to respond to warnings of the Easter bombings that killed 359 people. Reports say Indian intelligence agencies had gathered details about the Islamic militant group NTJ, which is suspected of carrying out the attacks, and had sent several warnings to Sri Lanka. Deputy Defense Minister Ruwan Wijewardena said Wednesday the government is investigating the group to see if there are any more cells.
We are conducting investigations to find out whether there are other people who are involved in this group. It is just not restricted to the bombers.
The government also faces scrutiny on whether bitter political wrangling between President Sirisena and the Prime Minister of Sri Lanka contributed to the failure to act on those warnings. A down day on Wall Street with all three major indices finishing in negative territory. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.